All right, here we go. It's Wednesday. Time for more trivia. Mr. Kiger is here.
Yes, sir.
How's it going there, buddy?
It's all good.
Good to see you.
It's all good. It's Wednesday, September 4th. It's all good.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you very much. And yourself?
Yeah, I've recovered sufficiently from Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yep, everybody should be into the routine for school now. Labor Day is over and everybody's settling into the groove.
That first week or so is difficult because a lot of kids and a lot of parents trying to figure out what the routine is.
Yep.
Trying to get into the routine and then, you know, after that it kind of settles down a little bit.
Yep, start getting into the flow.
Yeah, right. And you go with the flow as well as anybody I know.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
I don't know where that, excuse me, folks.
Spontaneity is a key word here.
Yeah, that was a spontaneous sneeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I hope you're doing okay.
Sneezes are kind of cathartic, though.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah.
I always feel better after you do it.
Yeah. Don't do them with a full bladder.
Man, I don't know about that. I don't have that problem, but there are.
There are those who have.
There are those
Not
who
me
do.
And you, but.
No. I do have a problem with sneezing, though, because when I sneeze,
it's
like tearing the roof off the sucker. I'm telling you, man.
George Clinton?
It's like, yeah, almost. I mean, it's like I'm...
So it's kind of mount...
I sneeze really loud, and then it's like once every 30 seconds for the next 5 minutes.
Well, let's not even talk about that.
Seriously.
That's going to be like the power of suggestion.
Oh, wow, man. It's horrible.
So you become like Mount St. Stutz.
I guess so, yeah.
I
mean, it's terrible. But you're right. It does feel good after you do it.
Yeah. Just have to be careful so you don't direct your spray.
Wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. All right.
What do you got?
Today we're doing fruits.
Fruits?
Fruits.
All right.
Okay, folks, here we go.
I'm ready for you.
Everybody think about being in the produce department. What fruit was bred with a tangerine to create the ugly fruit? U-G-L-I. What fruit was bred with a tangerine?
Uh-huh.
Some say also perhaps maybe an orange to create the U-G-L-I, the ugly fruit, or perhaps as it's pronounced, ugly.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm not really sure of the answer, but I think I can guess.
Well, I think it'd be gaming. It'd be really gamesmanship for you to guess.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the all-new Carolina 1663. It's half off. Introductory offers for breakfast, lunch, or dinner available now. Our Local Deal welcomes Carolina 1663, the latest in destination dining. Executive Chef McLean has created a menu that will beckon you to relax and enjoy his fresh, creative dishes. In addition to the dining room, come enjoy their wonderful full bar lounge and patio seating. It's half off from Carolina 1663. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, would you be talking about a tangerine? Not a tangerine. That's part of the question.
Yeah.
Would you be talking about a grapefruit?
Yes!
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people have said tangerine and grapefruit. Some others have suggested orange and a grapefruit. Maybe all three. Maybe all three got in the mix. But anyway, the ugly fruit was discovered growing wild down in Jamaica, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's unsightly, of course, with rough, wrinkled, greenish-yellow rind. That reminds me of some people I know.
Yeah.
Wrapped loosely around an orange pulpy citrus inside.
I know some people are wrapped loosely. I don't know about the orange pulpy citrus.
Hang on loosely. 38 special.
Hang on loosely.
Oh, that's are also the McCoys.
Yeah,
Hang on Sloopy. Sloopy.
That's right. You know my favorite song by the McCoys? Was not Hang On Sloopy, but it was Fever, their version of Fever.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
I love that.
Well, you know, Ohio State, I mean, they go freaking nuts when they hear Hang On Sloopy.
Yeah, well, they're Buckeyes.
Yes, they are.
How did we get off on this?
I have no
idea. How did we get off on this?
This is what happens when there's no script.
That's right. Thanks, man.
See you tomorrow.